Look down at the sand under your feet. That particular golden color, unusual for the Pacific Northwest, where most beaches run gray or brown, comes from the sandstone cliffs behind you, slowly crumbling into the water grain by grain. And those cliffs have a story that takes a while to get comfortable with. The rock you're standing near is part of a formation that geologists call the Chuckanut. It was laid down roughly 50 million years ago, when this entire stretch of what is now Washington State sat near the equator, a warm subtropical lowland threaded with sluggish rivers and swamps. The trees were palms, the birds did not fly, and somewhere in these same rock layers, researchers have found the footprint of a creature called Diatryma, a 7-foot-tall, flightless predator that hunted this swampy lowland long before anything resembling a human being existed anywhere on Earth. That is what is under your feet. Now look at those wooden pilings out in the water, half buried in sand. They're what remain of a wharf built in 1902 for a line called the Bellingham and Skagit Interurban Railway. The plan was to run electric trolley cars from Bellingham all the way down the coast to Mount Vernon, connecting the scattered communities along Chuckanut Drive before Chuckanut Drive even existed. The trolley ran for 8 years. The company went bankrupt in 1912. The pilings stayed. Between the 50-million-year-old rocks and the 100-year-old pilings, there are layers of other stories. Coast Salish peoples fished this shoreline for thousands of years before any of this. A formal state park was established here in 1915. For most of the 20th century, reaching this beach meant crossing active railroad tracks at a blind curve, which gave the place an outlaw quality that it leaned into fully. By the 1960s, the north end of Clayton Beach had become an informal clothing-optional beach, a tradition that held until rangers started issuing tickets in the 1990s. Then, in August 2023, a new pedestrian bridge arched over the tracks, and for the first time in its history, Clayton Beach